November 26, 2021, What's What for Pedro Show.
Thank you. Rhyme in time, in tiny way. Doth Downy woot. Fin jab de fiddle ho. Doth Downy woot. Fin jab de way bow high, de way bow. Doth Downy woot. Come away ho. In time, in tiny way, come away ho. Doth Downy woot. Fin jab de fiddle, fin jab de way bow. De way bow high bow, do we willy fi thee. Bow high, de way bow. Doth Downy woot. Come away ho. Timaeus, Timaeus away, come away ho. In time, in tiny way ho, fin jab de whittle ho, Marcus die, Marcus de whittle ho, fin jab de whittle, the tiny way.
Pedro Show. Happy Friday. Hope everybody had good turkey. We start off the Inchworm, John Coltrane, live, June 1963. Then Alan Ravenstein with Doth Downy Woot. It's got to be the greatest title. And because of those Estonian software engineers and their Skype invention, I got with me Alan Ravenstein. Welcome aboard again. Yet again, Brother Alan. Thank you for bearing with me. People, pay no attention. Man behind the curtain, but he fucked up bad yesterday. But Friday is redeem day, so these two.
Mike, you gotta forgive yourself.
Okay, okay. These two new records are beautiful, and you call me peas.
Thank you. I missed the second part.
You call me peas, but they seem like full albums.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but I think there's. Well, you got me now. You know, I'll tell you the truth. I made these things already so long ago that when I was hearing they were going to come out, I was thinking, my gosh, aren't those out already? So I honestly can't remember. Are there 10 songs on each of them?
Yeah, well, of course, we already, the last time you were on, we did the first two EPs, right? And those were like 5 tunes each.
Yeah, okay. They're not full length. They're not full length.
But these babies.
The idea. Go ahead.
Well, these babies, one's 10, one's 11.
Okay. Well, the original idea was that there were different versions of some of these pieces. Like Shore Leave, for instance, is a whole record of variations of one thing.
Right.
And the original thing was that there was so much material and enough versions of things that Bill Blatney and I thought, well, you know what would be kind of cool would be if we put out a bunch of EPs in advance of the full-length album, and on those EPs there would actually be tracks that wouldn't even appear on the album itself.
Ah, okay.
And so that was the original idea. And originally there were going to be 6 EPs. There, 4 of them are out, part of the Tyranny of Fiction series. And the Tyranny of Fiction was intended to be the actual title of the album. This because of COVID and everything else that's gone on, this process has dragged out so long that I really don't know if there will be 6, and I really don't know if there'll even be an album, so to speak, titled The Tyranny of Fiction. We'll just have to wait and see. But the material is all there, and I'm actually working. I've gone beyond all that, and I'm working on another album altogether called Beneath a Similar Moon. So the stuff that I'm working on right now, like I was before I called you, is for that record.
Okay. Okay. Which one came, number 3 is Nautilus?
Yeah, there's Electron Music, Shoreleave, Nautilus, and, Rue de Poisson Noir.
Yeah.
And as far as the order goes, I don't think there is an order because in a sense, Electron Music and Shoreleave were meant to be released simultaneously.
Sure.
And Nautilus and Rue de Poisson Noir were meant to be released simultaneously. The material on all 4 of those EPs, there's no kind of sequential order in terms of time on them. All that stuff was composed maybe as long as 2 years ago.
You know, I went to the Discogs.com page, and they list a vinyl version that's missing a couple spots.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3.
That's
EPs,
true.
3 and 4 are each side of a vinyl.
I believe that Waveshaper put out Electron Music and Shoreleave on 2 sides of a vinyl record. And these 2, Nautilus and Rue de Poisson Noir, also appear on 2 sides of a vinyl record, a 12-inch 45, I think, is what it is.
Oh, okay. Those sound good. I got a Per Ubu one. Remember that? It had 5 songs or something?
My favorite record that we ever did, actually, is that one. Is Data Panic and the Year Zero on Radar Records.
That's
I loved everything about that.
It sounds so good.
I love the packaging. I love the label itself, the disc in the center of the record, the logo for Radar Records.
That's right.
I loved all that.
Yeah. Like an oscilloscope, right?
What's that? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Would it be okay if I asked you what is with this title, Doff Downey Woot?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So it's a nonsense poem.
Oh.
And so up until that one, I don't think I believed anything that has a track on it.
Right.
Since I made that one, I have created some other tracks that have vocals on them. But that was the first one that I made, at least for the purposes of being released. I may have experimented before that. I don't really remember. But in any case, what happens is I'm listening to the music to that piece, and I just started to hear those words, if you want to call them that. And I wrote them down. And then I experimented with speaking them over the track, and ultimately I got it to a point where I thought it worked.
Yeah.
One of the things that I sent you that folks who are listening don't know about is a short history of The Girl Next Door, and that happened in a similar way. Robert Wheeler sent me some sounds, a track that he made, and I was listening to that track, and while I was listening to it, the words to that little story came into my mind, and I wrote them down, and then I started working with the track, and I added some other sounds to it, and then I read the story over it. And so but my experience with doing vocals on the work that I'm making these days is it comes to me while I'm listening to the music.
Yeah, that's good. It has a good connect. You sent me, of course, you know, I want to play all this, so I want to play Open Season next. Thank you.
Thank you. For the wind god.
Thank you.
Walk from Pedro Show. That chunk of music started off in Open Season. Alan Ravenstein. Then Sabla, brand new tune called Moon Text. Then Alan Ravenstein, The Rain on Mars. Some live Minutemen out in the Mojave Desert. Some improvisation thing we did. I remember T. Boone had to have the sunglasses because the sand was getting in his eye. He wore contacts and was killing him. Music Box by Alan Ravenstein. Yeah, and also the generator, right? It's like they're running out, everything off some tiny little things that it kept modulating, you know, with the demand, the current demand. Luckily, we didn't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They had the two buses we came, their school rented school buses as the backdrop for a dry lake bed in Mojave Desert. Yeah, it was pretty.
A long time ago, we used to play, you're probably familiar with it, a club in Amsterdam called the Paradiso.
Oh, of course.
And it was It was an old church. It's still there, they tell me.
But, oh, yeah, it is.
Well, in those days, at midnight, they would shut down the streetcar service. And when that happened, there would be a shift in the power source in the city. And I was working with, you know, American powered 110 current synthesizers, and I had a transformer that would transform their 220. And at midnight, everything would change. And so any sound that I would make would change. So when I hit a key and then the sound traveled past midnight, it would change with the time. And then from then, the rest of the night, anytime I hit a key, I really didn't know what was going to come out. Yeah.
And also 50 cycle versus 60 cycle.
All that. Yeah. So it was, I loved it. I always got a kick out of being on stage and knowing that midnight was approaching and that everything was going to change.
Cinderella rock. Or what was, Cinderella Backstreet. That was, whose band, that young man,
well,
Peter Lochner, right?
Yeah. Peter Lochner and a bunch, you know, in those days, the group of people that were making music in Cleveland was pretty small.
Right.
So there were a lot of people that moved from one band to another. Albert Dennis, who worked with me on Terminal Drive, was in Cinderella Backstreet. Scott Krause, the drummer from Pure Ubu, his wife was in Cinderella Backstreet.
Wow.
I think that maybe Adele Berthe might have been in there for a little while. I'm not sure. But
she was on the show.
There weren't that many people.
Yeah, she talked about that time before she went to New York City. And was in with Peter and yeah, I think she was in the band for a little bit.
There was also Peter and the Wolves, and she might have been in that.
Oh, no, for sure. I think that's the book has got something to do with that, Peter and the Wolves.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So
very nice slate. Then Al Balmore, we had Bronze Age UFO. This is the fourth volume of their Lagoon Monster Rubber Mask thing, part A4. And then finally, Brothers Grimm. Alan Ravenstein.
Yeah.
Tell me about that one.
Well, I heard you played Open Season. You know, the thing with Open Season was, when I was making that, there's a sound in there that reminded me of somebody walking through dried leaves.
Ah.
And that gave me the idea of a hunter.
Yeah.
And so that began to pervade that piece. And so you can hear. You can hear the gun going off. You can hear the critters being spooked by the sound, all that stuff. Brothers Grimm, I don't know. When I was making that, it was feeling to me like the soundtrack to a fairy tale.
Okay. And like, you know, pun rock, I guess, because some of those stories are pretty grim in a way.
Oh, they are. Yeah, they really are. That guy was dark. This idea that you know, scary things are things that should be kept from children.
Right.
Just not so they can handle it. We grew up with all kinds of really strange stuff.
Well, what about Music Box?
Well, Music Box is really just the tonality reminded me of a music box. It's really pretty simple, pretty basic stuff, and right. I just like that sound. I like that kind of percussive metallic
Chinese
sound. I use that a lot. I mean, maybe too much, but I like it.
No, and, you don't. It's beautiful. I love it.
Well, thank you. But that was pretty simple, pretty basic. It just reminded me of a music box because of the tone.
And you know what was trippy about The Rain on Mars, when you talked about the leaves, right? When I was a boy, I read a lot of Ray Bradbury. Remember the Martians are dead and they're like leaves, right? Yep. Leaves, they're crunching them. That image came to my mind right away. And,
whenever I'm at a loss for something to read, I pick up the Martian Chronicles.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're a fan too.
Oh, yeah, and Something Wicked This Way Comes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep,
Daniel. Some remarkable things. And, again, it was the sound. It was the sound in that piece.
Right.
Just all of a sudden. I don't start out with the title. The piece always suggests the title to me. And I just, you know, that piece, that whole Ray Bradbury thing came to mind and just Rain on Mars.
Okay, it's beautiful. Yeah, remember the bee guns, right? The guns got a bee in it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We're at the end of the first hour, November 26, 2021. Dish Watt Peter's special guest, Alan Rabenstein. Hold tight for hour two.
When we get to Mars, we're going to discover that that's where we came from. Yeah. That we trashed that place and right. We came here. And now we're going to trash this place and go back there.
Taking turns. People, November 26, 2021. This is your second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Contradictions here. I can't reach the bottom. What's the correct viewing plane? Where's the fucking truth? I dreamt we were at a concert in Los Angeles. All of us together, all our friends were there. I can't reach the bottom. What's the correct viewing plane? I wish for a post-scarcity society where everything exists forever.
Thank you.
Show start off the second hour, a little Martian talk there, and then we had Rear Window, Ella Ravenstein, then Ben Salter from Tasmania with Wish, brand new, Ella Ravenstein again with Rue des Poissons Noirs, I guess Blackfish Street,
maybe. Yep.
I'm terrible, I'm sorry for the slaughter in the French language, Black-Minded Worry of Scrumplasty Micro Salt Glass Waves. James Twig Harper and Rubber O. Cement. fuck a bingo.
Wow.
Yeah, I know what a tough. Around this time, Time and Tide. I could relate. SLWCCY, this is a collab I got with Sam Lockward in Iowa City, Manila. Yeah, you got it, people. Three syllables. You're talking about an econo tune. And then finally, Wireless. Alan Ravenstein. So, this one is a collection of tune, but there is a thematic thing, or maybe the process, like something has to like become like the trunk or the anchor of the piece. And then you bring all this to aid and abet.
Everything starts with the sound and goes from there. And once, there's kind of two philosophies running concurrently. One is that you kind of have to build the rock, and then you have to try to figure out what's in the rock and chip everything away that isn't, you know. So it's sure. A little bit like you tell the story and then you take out everything that isn't the story. So there does become a theme, but it's not always apparent to me when I start. And I don't have, generally speaking, I mean, it may be 100% true, I'm not sure, but I don't start with a particular idea that I'm trying to formulate. I let the piece tell me what it is.
Yeah, for example, Rear Window.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yes, and why it has that title, again, I don't know. It just had an element in it that reminded me of that the scene from that Rear Window.
Jimmy Stewart movie.
And I can't really nail it down too well in terms of like explaining it, because I really rely an awful lot on the unconscious mind.
Sure, sure, sure. I get a strong sense of that. I love it because it keeps things open, you know, and dynamic. What about the next one was the title track, right? Why'd you end up calling the record?
Rue de Poisson Noir, yeah. Yeah, again, it was a story. I could see a rainy street.
Yeah.
And I could hear people walking on the street.
Yeah.
And traffic. And things going on behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And it just started to sound French to me.
Okay. Of course. And Time and Tide?
I can't recall anything much to say about that one.
You know, it's trippy about Time and Tide, because if you ask me, you know, Elvin Jones, yeah, not so straight on the meter, huh? And nature's maybe not like that. That the nature's time is not like our mechanical clock things, I don't think. It has sway. It sways, you know, swings or whatever, speeds up, slows down, and the other thing is unites the whole world, right? The moon has its pull on us.
We're on
that thing. So much stuff is connected to that, like women's periods and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. And
we're all connected.
Right. I
mean, there's no, you know, when you get down to a molecular level, there's no space between us.
Right. Wireless. You a fan of Mr. Tesla? Yeah.
No, I don't know. The truth is, I just love that word. I love it that the Brits called radio the wireless. Instead of referring to the radio, they would talk about picking it up on the wireless. And I like the idea of pulling things out of the air, that there's all this stuff going around that you can pull out of the air with an antenna. A wire. I know it says wireless, but it's anyway. I like the idea of that. Supposedly, every sound that was ever made is still moving around.
Sure, resonant.
Yeah, and so if you had a way by which you could pick it up, you could hear, you know, everything that ever happened.
Right.
It's all still there, moving around us.
Way back machine. You know, I brought Mr. Tesla because he said that was the problem with electricity, was wires. He said they were like the railroad. and the fuckers who owned the railroad ran the game, right? So it's some kind of liberating thing. He said, they told him, hey, Mr. Marconi invented the wireless, right, in England. He said, yeah, I think he used 13 of my patents. Wow. Okay, here's interlude. And I put it in the middle, right, the interlude.
Yeah, good idea.
It's a GUI.
Thank you. SCT-14.
Watt for Pedro Show, that Chunky Music Star interlude. This is where you get your coke. We're talking about the old movies that were really long off air, people. My Daddy Ate My Eyes with H's for Hallucination out of Eugene, Oregon. Alan Rabinstein, Bossa Nova. Head Boggle from his new album, Funky Randy. Alan Rabinstein, A Day at the Beach.
Uh-huh.
And some, is that a keyboard bass?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
Okay. Fooled Watt again. Bahamas Brendan, Raw Violin Seed Oil Slick. And then finally, Alan Rabinstein, Fog, The Devil's Island Mix. And we're getting now into the Nautilus. So, yeah, tell me, A Day at the Beach is trippy. It's got like its own universe, right, compared to the other guys.
Yeah. I like the idea of, it's kind of a gone fishing thing, you know, where you're supposed to be home, but you're not.
Yeah.
And you took off and you spent the day out. And so people are trying to get a hold of you and they can't. And Bill actually was the one who kind of put the reggae spin on it toward the end, which I just love. But it's a playing hooky kind of a song, you know. That's
sure.
Really kind of the essence of it. And I apologize. You know, when you talked about Time and Tide, I got to tell you the truth. I actually don't remember that track. I haven't listened to it in a really long time. And so when you were asking me about it, I was a little embarrassed, but I just was unwilling to just admit out loud that I couldn't remember the piece. So I'm telling you now.
Yeah, that's happened to me buttloads of times. It's embarrassing. Because sometimes it's the guy's favorite gig and you can't remember anything about it.
Yeah, I know. That's terrible. But like I said, all those pieces were made a couple of years ago, or if not more. I haven't listened to them. I don't actually listen to the stuff. By the time I finish making it, I'm done hearing it. So.
Right. Some field recordings, like Day at the Beach? Like, you just recording people that were outside, or?
I do that. I'm not sure that I don't think that the field recordings on that one are mine. I think those are Bill's.
Okay, yeah. And when there's string stuff, that's Bill's contribution too?
What happens with the strings is put strings on it, and he has a better string machine, so to speak, than I do, so he usually replaces them using his stuff.
So your strings are the demos.
Yeah, I do the strings, and then he makes them better.
Yeah, okay. That's really interesting. Well, you said you had a lot of versions. Do you have versions where your old strings are still on there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, we talk about there's a number of tracks that, like Rue de Poisson Noir, I still have an old version of that. And I think about some days putting those out too, which was kind of what might be going to happen with the album itself. Because some of them are more kind of, so to speak, unplugged than the final versions. They're simpler, more raw.
Fundamental.
In some cases.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of ways to get to where you are, right, the paths. And my little sister got her dog. I have not lived with a dog, you know. This is the first time. I'm going to be 64 next month, and I've never lived with a dog. So for 2 days, I'm taking care of this little guy.
And what's his name?
Bailey.
And what kind of a dog is it?
A little, like a white Maltese, a little toy
guy.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Really friendly, you know, and stuff. We're at the end of the second hour, November 26, 2021. Just Watt Peters, so special guest Alan Rabinstein. Hold tight for hour three. Okay, baby. November 26, 2021. It's the third hour of the Watt from Peters show.
left, I looked right, I looked up, I looked down, I dug deep, I got high, I pushed through.
Watch for Pedro Show. Start off the third hour. Metalark at Helen Rabenstein. Then Juan's Dover. Room 492. He got to share stage with him. First gig I did in 20 months. I stayed on an airplane ride in Denton, Texas. And he wrote a whole... He almost died in the hospital. So he wrote a bunch of these big old tunes for, like, the sounds he was hearing, like, in comas and shit.
Wow.
Yeah, a trippy kind of documentary or artistic expression combined. And then Heteromorph, Alan Rabenstein. Just Joy with Betwixt Between, Alan Rabenstein. Nautilus, the title track here. And then Midwest Cannonball by the Moon Brothers with Sam Wagstaff, Rob Fry. And finally, Alan Rabenstein with Java Head. Coffee? Or Indonesia?
Oh, yeah. It's actually taken from a Joseph Conrad story.
Oh, okay.
I think it was Youth, which is a wonderful, wonderful Joseph Conrad story. If you've never read it, I highly recommend it.
You know, there was you guys did a take on one of his stories on that Data Panic record we were talking about. And you know what took me out? You guys changed the ending. Right, you faded it out quicker some shit than the 7-inch.
Oh, Well, okay. I don't remember.
See, that's the minutia some bizarre people can get into, like, what? Yeah, you know, it was like, whoa. But I thought it was a good move. Because, you know, looking at you, it fades on that. Where the other one, you go, this guy goes through that breakdown again. And this way, it kind of keeps it mysterious. That's what I thought. What about Nautilus? Why did you call the record Nautilus?
You got me.
That's good.
It just appealed to me. I like the image of the Nautilus as much as anything else, and it's ancient. And of course, there's the H.G. Wells craft. There is a logical explanation for it. It just appealed. That's all.
Yeah. Well, there's a quote that Giuseppe Garibaldi, he said, like, Bacchus has drowned more sailors than Neptune.
Bacchus drowned more sailors than Neptune. Oh, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Get the plug in the jug.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. He's a great cat. You know, he almost, Mr. Lincoln wanted him to leave the North in the Civil War. He said, you're too soft
really?
For slavery. Yeah, I read about this. Giuseppe Garibaldi. I played with two Italian guys in Soldier of Mine Eye. Let's see. Now, Prelude. I want to play Prelude, which you would think would be first, right? I remember it's T-Rex, or they were Tyrannosaurus Rex. The first song in that Beard of Stars record is called Prelude. So, of course, Minutemen did their own version. Let's listen. Watt for Pedro Show last music for this edition. Prelude. Alan Ravenstein started off that chunk. Then brand new from Helvetia. Not So Infinite Life of Weird. Alan Ravenstein with Red Skies at Night. Sailor's Delight, right?
Yeah.
And Michael Boyd, 60 Miles South of Chicago. Alan Ravenstein, Moonlight Marimba. Ed Marimba, right? What's his name? He played with a monocle for the captain, right? And I think so. Art Trip. Start out Cincinnati Orchestra. Boundary Mind, 062020, Linda Jankowska and Catherine Young. And finally, Tuxedo Moonlight, Alan Ravenstein. Yeah, so, you know, is the Hudson River, do you live by near there?
Well, I live in Midtown. I live two blocks from the Empire State Building. Okay. So I'm kind of in the center of Manhattan. I'm a little closer to the East River than the Hudson, but I walk along the Hudson frequently.
You know, the East River is actually an estuary, right?
Yeah, right.
Right, right. Because, you know, my mom, she saw our grandma from Sicily when she was 5, you know, because she grew up in Wyoming, this coal town. So she had never been back, and when I was doing some Stooges tour, helping those guys, I brought her there for 3 days. And I had this thing called the Circle Line, this boat,
right,
to show her
right
how it's an island, you know, and you go through those turntable bridges and all that, and the Spite and Dival, where
mm-hmm
Broadway is like 200 feet above you, by the Columbia Boathouse. Yeah, it was really interesting time I got to spend with my mother. 3 days, I walked her around to her legs were bloody stumps, but I wanted to pack in as much as I could that time. It's a trippy time for me. Was these works were created at the same time as the third EP, right? Oh, no, Nautilus was the third one. The fourth one was, but you said they were all about the same time a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, I mean, I work all the time, so there's right kind of not a start and end point. There's just a point at which there's enough material to make a record, and
sure,
not all of it ends up on a record, so some of it goes on to the next record with newer stuff. So I can't really tell you,
sure,
you know, what order things were in.
Did you have Bill help you with picking what's appropriate?
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, we collaborate, and, you know, sometimes I end up agreeing with him and sometimes I don't. And, you know, sometimes my mix I like better than his, and sometimes I like his better. And so it goes back and forth. We work together pretty well. When he's the one who comes up with the idea, for the most part, if not always, of having other people add stuff. He'll,
yeah,
he'll listen and say, you know, I hear so and so playing a part here, and I'll say, yeah, well, let's try it, see how it sounds. And usually, but not always, we end up using it.
And like where he lives, he's got a bunch of buddies, musician buddies?
You know, it's funny. He knows people, I don't know how, but he knows people all over the world. And most of these people, like for instance, you mentioned Moonlight Marimba.
Yeah.
That's not a digital marimba, that's an actual marimba. And that marimba player is an orchestral performer who's Dutch. He lives in Holland someplace.
Okay.
And
it's
there's
really
a there's a track on electron music that it has an Ondes Martineau on it, which is a French electronic instrument that's almost as old as the theremin. It's post World War I.
Okay.
And the guy who plays that lives in, I think he lives in Lyon in France.
Sure.
So a lot of these guys contribute material from other places far, far away, and I never meet them, talk to them, or anything.
That's a trip. Don't pay attention to that man behind the curtain.
Yeah, really, really.
That's Schrodinger cat kind of trivia. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's sounds coming out, man. And I just love it. I think you did really good. And Bill and everybody who contributed, you guys did a great job. And
well,
it's a sad year, and there ain't going to be two more.
Yes. And I'm very grateful to you for your interest and for making this stuff accessible. It's really a big deal that you play this music and the music of other people. You're a real force for us, and I'm very grateful to you for doing this, and also for this is the second time you've asked me to come and talk to you on your show, and that's a big deal to me. So I'm very grateful to you for all these opportunities.
Alan, the invite's always open. Anytime you want to come on and talk and bring music, man, I'm way into it.
Thank you. Well, I will, but I appreciate that.
Okay, right back. And one of the reasons why I do this show is because I feel I owe people like you cats for making it safe to go crazy on music. And good luck with the new tunage.
These things, whether we continue with this or it moves to the next thing, whatever, there will be more.
Yeah, great. And I'm going to be up there playing it all I can. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
People, it's been November 26, 2021. This is why Peter should keep you powder dry.